We are learning with Sechus Bava Basra, Daf Lama Dvav Amun Aleph, and we are starting seven lines from the top of Daf Lama Dvav Amun Aleph. Zog to Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda. Hai man, this Gemara we had before, like Rashbam says, I already explained it before. From Rav Yehuda, Hai man, the Noket Maglo Vesavila. A person takes a sickle, and he takes a basket or a rope. Vama Ezel Igzerol Adiklo Deplanya. I'm going to harvest the dates on Reuven's palm tree. This is Avantamine. I bought the dates from him. Mehemun, he's believed. Because le chotzav inish le migzar dikla d'lavilei. A person wouldn't have the chutzpah to cut down dates from a palm tree that's not his. And therefore, he is neman shakes. And Tosfos spoke out before, it doesn't have to be vahesia. As long as not derech geneva, derech zela, he just goes in front of everyone and just goes and does this, that alone is a raya. That alone is a riot that it belongs to him, and he could take the payers. And the Gemara just said, he can't do this by karka, why not? Because by karka, you write a star. But by payers, you don't write a star, and therefore, he's neman to say, these are my payers. Vom Rav Yehuda, Hayman da achzik meguda da aroidi v'lavar, lo yave chazaka. The Rashbam explains that derech was that a person who had a property with tefuah on it, he didn't want animals coming. Aroidi are like wild donkeys. He didn't want them to come and eat from the property. So what they used to do is, they used to make a fence around the property and push it into the property a few feet. And therefore, he had outside the fence of the property a few feet of land, and they planted a little bit there. And this way, the donkeys stayed over there and they ate over there. A guy came.
Why did we have to push it in?
Because they didn't want anyone going into if they wouldn't push it in, so then they all come into the property. Here I give them, if you put on the perimeter, then there's no tefuah outside the perimeter, so the donkeys will find a way to get into your property. Here, you push it in, and you leave some seeds outside, and this is where they have something to eat, they're not going to come inside. So here a guy went ahead, and went on that outside perimeter, that's outside the fence, and he was machzikit, he started planting there, and he may believe it's his. Is that a chazaka or not? From the fence of the aroidi, the fence for the donkeys, v'levar to the outside. Because the owner says, I don't care, I'm not going to be meicha. Because anyway, the donkeys eat that tefuah. So do what you want. Go plant tefuah there. The donkeys eat anyway. And therefore, it's not a chazaka. It's not a chazaka because, first of all, there's no reason to be meicha. And second was not a normal way of making chazaka, to make a chazaka on something that the animals eat. If someone eats, he takes over a property, but the trees there are arla trees, and he eats the arla. Ain't a chazaka. It's not a chazaka. Why is it not a chazaka? So the Rashbam explains that we're talking about here, let's say, arla and kalayim that are chilasam be'isser, and therefore he's not meicha, because anyway I can't eat it. So why should I be meicha? And he says, and the Rashbam says, even if 1 year is Arla, that's not a chazaka. And Kavachayim, for 3 years, Arla, of course, not a chazaka. So, Achla Arla in a chazaka. Tayinav Yachi, Achla Arla, Shviya Sekalayim in a chazaka. If someone eats in the year of Arla, or Shviya Sekalayim, it's not a chazaka. Now, Shviya is not the same reason as Arla and Kalayim. Arla and Kalayim, the reason why it's not a chazaka, of course, it's Isser. Mashainkin Shviya, the Rashbam says, since it's Hefker, so therefore I didn't have to Meicha, because anyway it's Hefker, and it's not a chazaka. The Rashbam brings down, there is a Girsa of the Ben Chananel that says, and he says, look at Tosfos, the way that would be a chazaka, tap Tosfos, he says, Hakigaris rach, Ochla, Arlo, Shvius Klaim have a chazaka, Vachin Nirlari, Iker, Vairi Kush Ochla is Myris. Those years, Avad didn't eat Arlo, that was also to eat. He ate this Myris, so in the Arlo year, the way you make a chazaka is by using this Myris, using the branches, I guess it means you may use a firewood, whatever, you use those things. Then it will be a chazal coin v'chadano. Rishpam is like a shad. Rishpam means someone ate the peris of Arla and Kalayim and Shvius. It's not a chazaka. Om Rav Yosef, Ochlo Shachas, Loya v'chazaka. Shachas is tefuah that you don't wait till it grows completely. You cut it down after 30 days and you feed it to the animals. So the Rishpam says, Ochlo Shachas, took the Rishpam inside, Shlehim Tematcha to God al tefuah. You didn't wait till it grows. Elegim Shonim, all 3 years, Katsra Kashi Shachas. All 3 years, you cut it while it was Shachas. Umachal Behemtai, Ein Chazaka. It's not a Chazaka. Why? The Shomot Valka of Loya Echel Shabni Adam. It's not a normal way of using the property. Vlafikach, therefore, the Chashas Alimchas. Boy, Sheshwaglaim Adavash, Yoru Lach Shabni Adam. It's obviously you're a Ganev. Because why not using the property regular? Therefore, it wasn't Meicha because you're eating it like a Ganev. So I'm going to have Yisav Achel Shachas, Loya Chazaka. Amarava, Viva Tzavra Mechuzo, if it's the area called the Tzavra Mechuzo, which is the Bika Mechuzo, the plateau of Mechuzo, the plains of Mechuzo, there it's a Chazaka. Why? Because there, the people were very rich, there are a lot of behemoths, and the behemoths needed food. So it was very normal to use an entire property just for animal food, because there had so many behemoths, and therefore, in such a place, it would be a chazaka. That is a derech. It's not a derech. The whole part of Rav Yosef is not a chazaka, because it looks like you're a ganav, because you don't want to use it regular. In Tzavah Mechuzah, it's the regular way of doing things, and therefore have a chazaka. Amar Rav, if it's Tzavah Mechuzah, kaim have a chazaka. Amar Rav Nachman, tafticha lo have a chazaka. What does that mean? So Rashbam learns it means, if it's a karka that's full of cracks, and the papers don't grow well there, it's not a chazaka. Because since it's such a bad property, I wasn't meicha, I don't care, do what you want there, it's not worth it to plant over here, and therefore it's not a chazaka. Another example, apikura v'ayel kura le'av chazaka. If this guy, what he does is, he plants a kura, he uses a kura of seeds, and all he harvests is one kura, and then he stops working. So there, it's not a chazaka, because I wasn't chayush to meicha, because you didn't make anything out of it. So now on that, there's a port in Ritva. What's the case over here? Was the property not shayich to make more? That's what's loyal chazaka? Or maybe in such a case, it is a chazaka, because you're doing the best you could. Maybe the whole case is only where really the property can make more. Really, the property could make more on Paris, but he didn't do more. That's why it's not a chazaka. There's two pshatim in the Ritva. If what's the case of a chazaka? Is it a case where I could have more, and that's why it's not a chazaka, because I see not using it the correct way, or it, this is all it makes, and that's why it's not a chazaka. Bahani the Bay Reish Galusa, the Reish Galusa properties loy machzigi bun loy machzigi vahu. It goes both ways. A Reish Galusa comes to my property for 3 years. It's not a chazaka. He has to hold the star. Why? I'm scared to meicha against him because he's a very scary person, a strong person. And the opposite way, if I go into his property and make chazak, it's not chazak either. You know why? He doesn't care to be meicha, because he will get you out anytime he wants anyway, so he doesn't care. You do what you want. He likes when you cultivate my field. Cultivate my field, I'll get you out whenever I want. Therefore, both ways, not a chazaka. If the reish galus comes to me, it's not a chazaka, because I'm scared to be meicha. So it's not a raya from 3 years. And when I go to his property, it's not a chazaka, because he doesn't care, because he knows he get it any time, and therefore, it's not a chazaka that way either. Talk to Gemara Vayta. Send the Mishnah, va'avodim. Send the Mishnah that avodim is a chazaka for 3 years. The Mishnah says different things that are chazaka 3 years straight. The use of these things are 3 years straight. And one of them was avodim. You need a 3 year chazaka on avodim. Pray to Gemara, avodim yeshav chazaka? Is there a chazaka by avodim? Vomra shlokesh, ha'goydra is elam chazaka. Shlokesh said, any animal or person that can move around, there's no chazaka. Because what's the raya that is in my property? Maybe the guy came to visit me, and then I held on to him, and I say it's a chazaka. It's not a chazaka, because he came to me. It's not a raya. Animal also. Maybe the animal was a stray animal, and I brought it into my property. It's not a chazaka. That's what chazaka said. Amarava, elam chazaka la'alter. All that means is no chazaka la'alter. But after 3 years, that's a chazaka. There's a chazaka after 3 years. And the Rashbam learns, this applies to avodim and to goydras, and to little behemoths also. Both these things have a chazaka after 3 years. So usually, metaltim have a chazaka la'altim. By metaltim, if I'm holding on to, like Naska the Rabbah, I'm holding on to something, and you didn't have a right, I grabbed it, so it's mine. Chazaka komash atachas yoda shaloyu. So here, it's metaltim really. Avodim and the metaltim. But the reason no chazaka is maybe it came by itself. But after 3 years already, then it is a chazaka. And the Rashbam says, even goydris also, it seems like that's a big chazaka for Shainim. The Gra already brings down, the Rambam holds that by goydris is never a chazaka. Others say by goydris is less time as a chazaka. But Rashbam learns both avodim and goydris have the same thing. 3 years is a chazaka. So the way we answer the question is, "Em chazaka la'alta, v'yesham chazaka la'akim l'sham." Amar Rava, Moya katam utav arisa. If the eved was a small baby in an arisa in a crib, yes, the chazaka la'alta. There's a chazaka la'alta because lemaisa, in such a case, there's no chance he walked over here. Obviously, it was brought over here and it was sold to you, and therefore it's chazaka la'alta. Now, are you going to ask me a kash like this? Bishlam metaltlim is a chazak l'alter because you don't write a star metaltlim. But on the Eved, you write a star. So why don't you say, ach vishtarcha? Why don't you say, huh?
Well,
kesef? Yeah. You always write a star. It seems like on the Eved, usually the derech was to write a star raya. Not the kinyan star, the star raya. That was the right, like just a guy, like a karakos that king kesef. The derech was to write a star raya. So here, why don't you have a tiny ach vishtarcha? So the ksois talks about this. And the ksois says that it's such a big haychacha that you're holding on to it, which is chazaka kumash tachas yadai, is stronger than ach vishtarcha. And he says we find the same thing on yesterday's Amabez, Lamanhei Amabez, same thing. There it says when someone loads up payers for you, and then it's a raya, you own the property, la alter. I where's the ach vishtarcha? Terry says it's such a good raya that I loaded up the payers for you that it's better than ach vishtarcha. It's better than ach vishtarcha. So here the same idea that certain times it's such a umdana, it's better than ach vishtarcha. Better ach vishtarcha means show me your star. So again, my katum to arisli yeshu chazak la'alter, chalak la'alter. Of course, a baby doesn't walk. L'tzricha the isla ime, or the lashon of some girsas are the Rosh Hashanah brings down the isla ime. The mother used to travel around with this baby, so you would think maybe ma'u detema niat nechos duma ime isla hasa. Maybe the mother brought him here. Kamash v'lon ime loy menashe bro. A mother does not leave her child, forget her child somewhere. And therefore, the child made it here to Chazak al altar, because don't say, oh, maybe the mother walked in and left the child. It doesn't happen.
If the mother is here?
If the mother
is here?
If he's holding on to the mother and saying the mother is his? That's not Chazak. Huh?
And the baby.
Yeah, I guess then it's bottled to the mother. We said before the mother's not a Chazak. Yeah. If the mother's here, then it wouldn't be right. But here, the mother, we only have the baby here. It's a Chazak al altar. Aye, maybe it came with the mother. The mother would not have left the baby over here. So the Marvayda, honey, easy to ochlu chushla v'radoy. Chushla is peeled barley. So someone had his property peeled barley, was drying out, and Ezim came, goats came, and ate up all the barley. Now that's called shein. The mazik called shein, and the one who owns the goats is chayiv to pay for the seirim, for the barley. The question is, how much do you pay? So Asi Mari chushla tafsinu. He grabbed the Ezim v'avakatan tuva, and he said, by the way, your Ezim. The Ezim worth around $1,000. He said, your Ezim ate $2,000 worth of Sa'irim. I'm not giving back the Ezim until you give me $2,000. That's what he said. Amar v'hu d'Shmuel, yachol litan akadei d'meim. He's believed to say you ate up to $1,000 worth of Sa'irim, but not more than that. Why? Because on that you have a migu. Because you could have said that it's l'kuches emiyada. You could have said, I bought these Ezim. So migu that, you believed up to $1,000. But more than that, you're not believed. Now, I get a taina, this is a migu lahitzi. So this is a migu, you usually don't say migu lahitzi. Here, I'm using a migu to be maitzimam from you. So Ben Yonah answers that since you're being machzik in the izim over here, it's not called migu lahitzi. Akaponim, the Gemara is saying like this, I could have taina l'kuches aviyada. Frank, the Gemara is not true. God, you just ain't lam chazaka. So how can the izim, how can you taina l'kuches aviyada? Omra, shlokish, hagoy you just ain't lam chazaka. And for the Gemara, Shani Izi, the Mesiri, Leroya. Izim are different. They're not like regular goydras. Goydras are regular animals, let's say sheep and cows, and a cow. Those things, you let them walk around by themselves. You're not worried they're going to run away, and you let them go around, and therefore it's very possible to land on someone else's property, and it's not a chazaka. Izim, you always give to a roya. Why? Because Izim are more wild, and they will run away. You don't leave them walking the street by himself. So therefore, if you have the izim, it is a chazaka. So shani izim the masir l'roy, freit the gemara, v'ikat safra panya. So it seems like derech was, even though the izim were a more wild type animal, but in the morning and the evening, when they went to the roya and came back from the roya, they went themselves. So at that time, they could be there straight off, and that's how it shouldn't be a chazaka. The more answer is, ben adoyi, tayi shchichi. Ben adoyi, there's these tayi, these Arabs, these merchants who steal. And therefore, miyad liyad mashalmi. Usually you deliver the izim straight to the raya, and therefore, if you're holding on to them, it is a chazaka. So again, our Gemara says that you have izim that ate the sa'irim, the halacha is, those izim, if you hold on to those izim, you could claim that he ate sa'irim up to the value of the izim of the goats. Why? Because I said I bought them. Ah, you're tying a goat, you're saying chazaka. Teretz is, Izim is a chazaka because Izim don't just stray around. They usually give them over to a shepherd. Something more vital. Send the Mishnah. You need 3 years. By certain things, you need 3 full years. When it comes to asada, the Mishnah says, asada habal, which means asada of tfua, so it's 3 year chazaka, but not miyoyim liyoyim, only 3 full years. And it's because how much you need. Rabbi Shmuel said, how much? 18 months, which is 3 months at the end of the season of a crop, 12 months, and then 3 months. Altogether, 18 months. Rabbi Akiva said, 14 months. One chaydish here, 12 months, then another chaydish. What's the biyar machlekes? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. That's the biyar Gemara's discussion. Maybe the machlokes is plowing a field considered a chazaka. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Near le'av a chazaka. You have to have a crop, and a crop is at least 3 months." Rabbi Kiva says, "Near a chazaka. Just plowing the field is a chazaka, and therefore 1 month is enough." So it means like this: you have 1 month of near, 12 months of tfuah, and another 1 month of near of plowing. That's enough according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, "You need the tfuah. So you need 3 months, 12 months, then 3 months." If that's the case, we just need near, why need a whole month? The Tizra, L'Rabbi Kiva, Ma'ir Yechoydesh, Vosepes, a month, Afilu Yoimecha, Tapalam of Ombeis, Afilu Yoimecha Nami, even 1 day should be sufficient to do near. So why need a full month? Ella must be Zok to Gemara to Kuliyama, near Loyava Chazaka. Near is not a Chazaka. It's not a Chazaka. V'halcha, what's the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Peir Rabba, Peir Zuta, Yikamanayu. The Machlekes is, Peira Rabba and Peira Zuta, which means like this. Rabbi Shmuel holds, yeah, the only time it's a chazaka is if you do a solid crop, which means either soyrim, barley, or oats, or lentils, and that takes 3 months. You can't just do a shvacha thing. But Rabbi Kiva holds, I can do shachas. Shachas is like animal food, which is 30 days, and that's enough. You do 30 days of shachas, do 12 months of real crop, and then 30 days, that's enough. You can do shachas. Masha'inkin, Rabbi Shmuel holds that you need a full crop, so you need even to you need sairim, which is at least 3 months. Now you're going to ask me, or either shachas or yarek. So yeah, there's two questions I want to ask over here. First of all, how can you say shachas is a chazaka? We just said on one aleph that we just said before that shachas is not a chazaka because that's not the way you use a field. Looks like yaganet. So that the Ritva answers that dafka 3 years of shachas is not normal. But if you have one before, one after, a million of regular crop, that's not a problem. If you look back at the Rashbam, Ochla Shachas, we read the Rashbam inside actually, and he says there, Loshen, actually, the Gadol HaTfuah El Gimel Shonim Kotcher, he says, 3 years Kotcher Kashi Shachas, 3 years, Meduyah, after 3 years, now, that's one point. Point number two is, that if the only remembers the beginning of the Perek, Rabbi Shmuel Taka holds, that if you did 3 months in a row of Asfasta, let's say, it's enough. So why here it's not enough? So on that, Tosis really answers the kasha. That he says it depends what type of field it is. Here we're talking about a field that was a regular tfua field. This field's used for wheat, for barley, for oats. Now he's not doing shachas, that's not normal, according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara before was talking about a shachas field. In a shachas field, the attacker, 3 months is enough. So the bottom line is the machlekes or a small Rav Akiva is if you could do a shvacha crop for 2 out of 3 years. According to Rav Akiva, yes, peir zuta. According to Rav Shmuel, you need peir rabbi, you need a full-fledged peiris because this is the type of property that you grow mamish regular peiris in it. And the next Gemara talks about weiter, if near, have a chazaka or lo have a chazaka.